The King's College men's lacrosse team is currently ranked second in the Freedom Conference's preseason coaches poll. Coming off an impressive 7-8 season, the Monarchs look to improve on the offensive side of the ball by adding new freshmen to make a new and improved lines and keep the same veteran defense that allowed the Macs fewest points allowed per game. WRKC caught up with sophomore midfielder Ryan Bornazian to talk about the team, their goals for the 2015 season, and how the Monarchs will improve in the postseason.
Last year we graduated 8 seniors, and we have a young team this year. The freshman class is an amazing class, though. The kids that our coach is bringing in, and what's so different this year than opposed to, you know, a couple years ago, this is a whole new team now. This team is completely shifted, and it's shifted in a better direction. You should see some of the kids that our coach is bringing in next year. They could start right now if they really wanted to.
For the Freedom Conference's preseason coaches poll, the team is ranked second, highest in school history.
You know, honestly, I think it's not enough pressure going into the season. We deserve to be number one. I know in the beginning of the summer, they said that we would go fourth this year, but they gave us two. But we are all kind of mad that we didn't get one. It doesn't shut us up, and we'll just play a quiet game, and we'll see what happens in the end.
The team is a mix of freshmen, sophomores, juniors, and seniors that make the team well-rounded. I asked Bornazian who some key players are for the 2015 season and his predictions for the upcoming year.
Well, our biggest offensive threat is going to be our senior offensive leader, Kevin Sweeney. He's been a starter since he was a freshman, played with Coach O for the last 4 years, and you know, he's our biggest threat on the offense. The midfield line, who's another huge offensive threat. Our other leader, AJ Bungert. AJ is really, really fast, and he's got a really great split dodge. Defensively, we have Billy Malone and Chris Theodoro, two close defenders. You know, they're big, they're fast, and they're mean. And the one thing that you should know about Kings Lacrosse is you never go into the crease and learn to tell about it. If we play hard and smart, play our game, play inside ourselves, and really work to the best of our ability, there's no doubt in my mind we can pull it off and win the MAC. It'll take a real team effort, like I said, working hard and smart to win the MAC Freedom.
Don't forget to watch and listen to tomorrow's basketball game on WRKC 88.5 and KCTV live stream with Tyler, Ricky Tynes, and Kyle Heiser. Pregame starts at 2:50 for the men's basketball game against Misericordia. For WRKC News at 5, I'm Sports Director Dan Lynch.